Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to do like hard news. No.
Yeah. That's totally what we do every day.
Every day.
With coffee.
I always love teasing our guests that we're going to like drill them really hard and ask really hard questions. In studio today with us, Cheryl Magnus. She is the managing editor for the LCMS Reporter Online. The Reporter sounds like important
hard news.
Yeah, hard news. Well, the Reporter does cover very important news.
It does.
Now we get to talk about is it a column? Cheryl, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
So the Reporter, what is the Reporter Online?
Reporter Online is our online version of the Reporter, which is the official newspaper of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Reporter in print comes out once a month, but we are constantly putting stories online all month long. And everything that you see in the print Reporter, you will also see online, but you will see even more online because we have some stories that don't make it into print because we are limited in what we can put in print.
So what kinds of stories do you cover? I know that, and who does the Reporter go to? Because it's for a specific audience.
Exactly. The Reporter is sent free of charge to all rostered workers in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, as well as we send out a couple of copies to lay leaders at all of our member churches. So all the churches, all the workers in Synod get it free. We also have subscribers, though. You can subscribe to the Print Reporter for a mere $15 per year for 12 monthly issues. And if you want to find out how to do that, you can just come to lcms.org/reporter and figure out how to subscribe.
So the online version gives you some extra stuff.
Exactly. The online version, for example, one of the things that we have online is we have movie reviews pretty regularly, and we don't typically put those in the print issue, again, mainly because of space reasons. We just are limited in space and print, and so we can provide a lot more content online.
And the movie reviews, I've read some of the movie reviews, and they're helpful because they're looking at movies with a Lutheran worldview and also can give you some tips, too, if you're thinking about watching a movie together as a family.
Exactly. Pastor Giese, Ted Giese, does those movie reviews for us, and he does a great job always looking at them through the lens of what would be appropriate for family viewing and also often bringing sort of a Lutheran perspective to the movies as well.
So print online goes to church workers, but also available to everyone through subscription for the print version. But everybody can access the online version.
Everybody can access the online version. And again, that's probably the easiest way to do it because it's free. And everything that's in print is also online. We just know that some people like to have that print copy to look at
over breakfast.
Exactly. You know, there's still a place for paper newspapers in this day and age. They haven't gone away quite yet.
And I get it pretty regularly in my email, in my inbox too.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. You can also subscribe for email updates. And so anytime we put a new story online, at the end of that day, you will get an email update that tells you we have new stories. And you can also do that at lcms.org/reporter. And we have a brand new thing that we've just premiered this last month, which is you can now follow Reporter on Apple News. And we are working on getting a similar app for Android users as well.
And you also have something new as well. Do we call this a column?
It's like the social media part of the Reporter. Getting social.
Yes. We actually premiered earlier this year three brand new columns. And this was totally the work of our managing editor, Paula Ross. She had a great idea for getting some regular columns in Reporter. And so we have a Campus Clips column, which brings you little tidbits of news from the Concordias. And then we also have a Notes from the Mission Field column. And so we just try to highlight, feature news from the mission field each month. And then finally, we have our new column called Share It. And what we are doing with Share It is each month we will ask a question And it's primarily, since our readership is church workers, it's primarily directed towards either parish pastors, parish staff, or teachers and administrators in schools. But we're asking various questions about how they do different things in the school or in the parish, and we're just asking for reader feedback on a lot of different questions.
What's the value in that for people? Because you know who the majority of the people are who are reading this. So what is that value of asking for those responses?
Exactly. It's we're hoping it's a forum for people simply to share good ideas with one another, ideas that have worked for them in the parish or in the school. So just a kind of a clearinghouse of information and ideas.
It's always nice to like network with people.
Exactly. Yeah.
When did this start? This has been in a few issues so far.
Exactly. We started, I keep saying exactly, I don't know why, but anyway, I think it's the reporter in me.
Precisely.
Everything needs to be precise. We began the new columns, I believe, at the beginning of the year. I think we may have asked the first Share It question in January and maybe run the first column in February. I might have to go back and verify that. But it's been most of 2018, so we're coming up on, I don't know, I guess about 7 or 8 months now.
So what have some of the questions been so far this year?
Okay, so we've had a great run of questions. And by the way, if anybody listening has any ideas for future questions, please feel free to email those to me. Email address is, let's see if I can get this right, reporter@lcms.org. So I'm always looking.
That's
pretty easy. Yeah. So I'm also always looking for ideas for future questions. But one of the questions that we had earlier this year was, we asked, how does your congregation or school share God's love in your community during the holidays like Christmas or any time? I think we may have asked this question right at the beginning of the year, so we were coming out of the Christmas holiday. Do you want me to read a sample question or a sample answer? So from a pastor at Resurrection in the City Lutheran Church in Denver, Reverend Roger Schlechte, I hope I pronounced his last name right. He talked about how they approached a principal of a local elementary school and asked, how can we serve? And the answer was, we always thought it'd be great to serve coffee to parents as they're dropping their kids off. So I'll read a little bit of his response. Her idea turned into a simple way to serve our community. A free cup of coffee every Thursday morning opens the door to conversations and new relationships. It didn't take long for the word to spread that the coffee and hot tea and lots of flavorful creamers were simply a gift to the school community. Those serving the coffee knew they were sharing Jesus' love too. And they used this as a way, first, just to serve the parents and the community, but it became a way of connecting with people and possibly inviting them to church.
So that was shortly after the holidays. How about another month?
All right. Later on in March, we had ideas for observing Lent. We asked people to share, what special ways does your congregation or school observe Lent? And one of my favorite responses from that month's question was from Rebecca Curtis of Trinity Lutheran Church in Warden, Illinois. She talked about how Warden has a huge Wardy Gras celebration every year. She says a crowd bigger than the town's population comes to celebrate a redneck-style Mardi Gras with a family-friendly parade followed by live music and big parties. So they decorated a Lent-themed float for the Wardy Gras, and they decorated the float with a hair shirt and a fish and walked along saying, Lent is coming, Lent is coming, and passing out pretzels and their church's Lent and Easter service along the way. And that was a really big hit.
And there's a picture of that one, too.
There is a picture.
So our listeners can go online and look at the picture of this
exactly.
float. It's really great.
It's wonderful. I love it. Lent is coming, Lent is coming.
It's fun.
So that was March. How about May? Is that another one we can take a look at?
Yes. Let's see. I'm not sure if this was May or not, actually. But another month we had questions for how does your congregation or school encourage the support of mission work and or missionaries? And we had a great answer from Matthew Kauser, I hope that I pronounce his name correctly, the principal of Our Savior Lutheran Church and School in Lansing, Michigan. He said, our Lutheran school supports St. Peter Confessional Lutheran Church in Middleburg, South Africa. In order to raise support and send our teachers to Middleburg, our school did a jump-a-thon where each student contributed a dollar to jump rope at a fun-filled event. Similar to Penny Wars, we also did a Money Madness during March where each grade brought in coins throughout the week in a competition that raised several thousand dollars. Both events were organized by our student council and our teacher advisors.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
What have you gotten out of this, asking these questions and getting these answers in? Have you discovered anything that's really exciting?
I don't know that I have a specific answer that sticks out in my mind, but I think it just drives home the point of how rich and varied our synod is, with so many different kinds of churches and schools, big and small, doing all kinds of wonderful projects. And so it just helps me to better appreciate the LCMS, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of something that's much bigger exactly. than just us in this building.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Way, way much bigger than
right.
this.
Right. So there's a question printed in this month's reporter. And that'll be, the answers will be printed in the September edition.
Right. So we always end the column with the next month's question. So right now we are looking for answers to the question that will be run in the September edition. And that question is, what does your church or school do to encourage or promote the health of its members, of its workers, and of its children, if you have a school? So we're looking for answers to that question. The question has been posted on the LCMS Facebook page. I think it was posted last week, so it may have dropped down on the page a little bit. I may have to ask our social media manager to bump it up to the top. But if you would like to weigh in on that question, we'd love to hear your thoughts, and you can do that on Facebook.
So how does your congregation or school encourage good health among members, students, workers, church workers? And so that's the question then that will be, the responses will be posted in the September issue?
The responses will be posted in the September issue. So if you go to Facebook and you answer the question, be forewarned that you may get quoted in the next issue of Reporter. So by answering, you're consenting to that.
And not only on the Reporter, but, you know, we talk about it here too.
There you go. You might get read on KFUO.
Cheryl, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today. Cheryl Magnus, Managing Editor for the LCMS Reporter Online.
Thank you.
Well, that does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golta.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.